My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts about...
Hi, friends. Welcome to Why Bloody Valentine mini-episode. I'm Rich, and I'm here with Carolyn.
Hi.
This one might be shorter than usual because we have guests arriving today, and we need to prepare. But we're going to do our best.
Our number one fan is coming.
And his wife, who is not our number one fan. She's not even in the top five.
I'm her number one
fan. Yes. But our podcast is not in her...
Nope.
Fandom universe. So, rom-com revenge next week, dear. Are you excited?
Yeah.
I have no clue what movie we were watching. This is probably the first time that has happened, so I'm interested to see what you picked, but we'll get there once we get through all our other stuff.
Okay.
So, did you do your homework this week?
No, but I did some, like, double homework a few weeks before, so this is, like, leftover.
That's what I used to do. I would get in-school suspension very early in the year, and then I would take the classes where I knew how they assigned the homework, like history class,
mm-hmm.
and I would just do all the homework for the year. So that's kind of what you did, except you weren't in detention.
I kind of feel like it sometimes, though. You want me to go first?
Yeah, you can go first.
Okay. So I came across this, I think it was a post on Facebook where I found it. This lady orders DoorDash late at night, and she got a text message from the guy. Like, they message you about your food, like an update about your food or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it says, question for you. And she said, yes. And he said, are you single? And she said, I have a boyfriend. And he says, well, look, first off, it's late, wet, and rainy, and I'm tired. DoorDash offered me this delivery when I was 10 miles away, meaning there's not many drivers out. So I'll make you a deal. Help me out a little sexually, and I'll deliver the food. If not, I'm going to cancel.
Did she do it?
No, she took it to Twitter and everything and was complaining. And now he has her phone number and her address, and she doesn't feel very safe. And DoorDash offered to her and said, I think he was just tired.
Oh, no. No, DoorDash. You have to make this right. She gets free DoorDash for a year.
Nope, they said, I think he was just tired.
This may be true, but he needs to be fired from DoorDash.
I think that after everyone complained, he was fired. He was deactivated.
Did he know what she looked like to begin with? Like,
no idea.
She could have been an ogre.
Well, then he would have just put a bag over it, I guess. He just wanted to get some. That is so unprofessional.
It's very unprofessional, and it's very bold.
It's gross. It's gross.
It's gross, but, like, if they knew each other, or she offered him that to go get the food, I don't see it as a problem.
No, but being approached that way from a man to a woman who is a complete stranger, I mean, that's not okay.
No.
But it happens to women all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, I can't imagine what it's like walking around everybody.
She couldn't even order food without getting sexually harassed, man. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it has to suck walking around knowing that everybody's trying to fuck you all the time.
Yeah.
Guys don't have to worry about that.
No. Well, even if people do want to fuck you all the time, like, girls aren't going to act like that.
No. Well, some might. It's more rare, though. But yeah, he should have been fired. DoorDash should have given her some fucking credits or something.
He was just tired.
He wasn't too tired if he was looking to get laid.
So gross. All right, what do you got?
I kind of wonder if that worked before for him. Like, if he's tried that before and it's worked.
I don't know.
That's like the porno genre where they bang the pizza guy.
Ew.
Every delivery driver has that in the back of their head, that it could happen.
Yeah?
Yeah,
sure.
You used
to be a delivery driver?
Yeah, I've seen...
It never worked for you?
I never tried it.
You didn't have just people throwing themselves at you?
No, but I had, like, girls answer the door with no shirt on and shit.
Nice.
So, yeah. It's... The world of a delivery driver is bizarre.
Okay.
So it's not out of the question that you can get laid for delivering food.
Hmm.
But to be up front, like, from the delivery driver's perspective, it's supposed to go the opposite way.
Yeah.
The receiver of the food is supposed to say, oh, no, I have no cash for a tip. Is there anything else I can do?
Gotcha.
That's how it's supposed to go.
That's how it happens in the pornos?
That's how it happens in real life.
But you, how do you know?
I would assume that's how it happens
in
real life.
Oh, okay. You just assume.
Yeah. All right. So this one's going to hit close to home for you. You cannot say this person's name. You will get it. Do not say this person's name on our podcast.
Okay.
Don't say her name. Don't say the nickname we called her, because that includes her name. Okay. Just don't say the name.
Okay. I'll try.
I do not want to be sued.
You have the power to edit it out if I accidentally say it, you know. You don't have to upload it like that.
That's true, but I would just prefer you
okay.
to squirm.
Okay, I'm squirming.
Cheerleader's mom accused of making deep fake videos of daughter's rivals.
Deep what?
Deep fake video.
Okay.
So a Pennsylvania woman is accused of doctoring photos and video of her daughter's cheerleading rivals to try to get them kicked off the squad, officials said. The Bucks County District Attorney's Office last week charged Rafaela Spohn, 50, with three misdemeanor counts of cyber harassment of a child and related offenses. Spohn manipulated photos from social media of three girls on the Victory Vipers cheerleading squad in Chalfont to make it appear they were drinking, smoking, and even nude, investigators said. Do you know anyone that would do something like that?
Yeah, but you said I couldn't say her name.
But you do.
Yeah. I was a little worried you were talking about her when you were reading this. I was like, "What? How did I not hear about this? I have to tell all the dance moms. What are you talking about?"
So the world of cheerleading and dance is cutthroat, yes?
Yeah.
Could you see people doing that you know personally?
That one, yeah. My friends wouldn't go that far.
No?
No.
You don't think so?
No, we're trying to be nice to all children. We would just do it to other moms.
So you guys would make deep fake videos of other moms?
Probably.
Oh, Carolyn, that's not a good thing to admit to.
Rich, I was basically holding these moms back when that dude at the skating rink was interrupting their performance last weekend. Like, the one wanted to go out there and kick his ass, and she probably could.
She should have. You should have let her do that.
Well... I kind of tried to make, like, jokes about it and, you know, make it more lighthearted and try to diffuse the situation, which my jokes are real funny.
Mm-hmm.
But
as the listeners know.
But even our children were, like, they were shouting things at him and fucking with him. And I'm like, that's my girl.
See, that's the problem. That's why people do that shit. Because the internet has built up this... society where there are no physical consequences for your actions. So people think they can just do whatever they want. And sometimes if a bunch of little girls are dancing on a skating rink and they tell you not to skate on it and you skate on it anyway, someone should punch your fucking face.
Dance mom should punch you in the face.
Yeah. They should kick the shit out of you.
But when adults get in physical altercations, there are legal consequences.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is I should pick up another dancer and throw it at the man.
Yeah, that might work. Just hit a motherfucker with another motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, that always works. But yeah, someone should have done something to him. Something less than murder.
I wanted to
something more than making fun of him.
Throw something to trip a skate.
You should have just let one of the moms run out there and fucking clothesline him like Bradshaw.
She wanted to.
That'd be great. That'd be fine. That'd be sufficient. He might hit his head. There is a risk of death, but it would be accidental. And I believe the cops would understand. Like,
I couldn't film it because then that would be proof, but I would want to because that'd be proof.
Well, you would have had it filmed. Somebody would have had it filmed because everybody's filming their children.
That's true.
So someone would have gotten it. All right. So do you have a recommendation this week?
Oh, I could recommend my books that I was reading.
Is this the one with the butt stabbing?
No, stop that. I'm not going to recommend that book.
Are these porno books?
I don't read porno books.
You only read smut.
There is sex in these books. Okay. It's a trilogy, but you can just read the first two. The last one is like an extended epilogue. And anyways, so it's the Ravenhood series by Kate Stewart.
Okay.
So if anyone wants to read it, there is sex.
Yeah.
But it's really, really good.
Do any of them have sex with a delivery driver?
No. I do have to warn, there is some, there are some trigger stuff in there. So if you have any problems with, it's not rape, but like.
It's rape adjacent?
Yeah. Like, she acts like she don't want it, but she does. And then there's some violence, and because there's like a gang, and so yeah, not violence like the butt stabbing.
You read a lot of books about gangs and sex, smut gangs.
And there is one small section of some polyamorous type stuff too.
Like every book that you describe to me has gangs and sex in it. It's like the sex addict West Side Story.
Listen, I don't know what you want from me.
Everything I want, you give me.
Apparently, I have to get some from a book, okay?
Wow. Wow. Do you want me to join a gang?
I have a type. No. No.
You don't want your type. You just, want like to it. Fantasize about your type.
I like it.
Okay. So my recommendation is the Snyder Cut of the Justice League. What?
Why you gotta piss me off? Like,
how's that piss you off?
Because you know.
Because I did a podcast with 412 Sports Talk about it?
Yeah.
That don't piss you off. That shouldn't piss you off at this point.
Well, it did.
At this point, you should be over
no,
it.
No, you're a whore. Sorry. Podcast whore.
I would fit well in one of your books.
No.
Just podcasting all around the country, mostly the state, willy-nilly.
They didn't cheat in my books. Thank you very much.
If you want my in-depth thoughts on the Snyder Cut, you can listen to 412 Sports Talk. Everything will be in the episode notes for you to find it. But I'll say this. I enjoyed the movie far more than I had any right to, I thought. It's fucking Citizen Kane compared to Joss Whedon's theatrical cut of the movie. So I would definitely recommend checking it out. It is fucking 4 hours and 2 minutes long. But he does break it up into 6 parts. So you could watch it like you're watching a Netflix show or something like that.
Not only did you cheat on me with a podcast, but you didn't even let me watch this movie with you.
You wanted to watch a 4-hour movie? You don't even like superhero movies. And you wanted to watch a 4-hour superhero movie?
That one superhero.
What one?
You know.
Who? Oh, fucking Jason Momoa?
I like his parts of the movie.
You could find all his parts on there.
All his parts?
No. There's one part missing. I'm assuming it's enormous. The part that's missing.
I'm sure.
It's like a fucking...
It's probably beautiful. Though, it's probably like, him.
Like my shin.
God.
Because some guys have all the luck. All right, so I don't know what movie we're covering next week. For the first time ever, I have no fucking clue what we're going
no
with.
No clue? Okay, I've given you hints.
Okay.
You've seen it before. You hate
you,
it.
You literally have said I've seen it before and I haven't seen it before in this week. No. You have said both of those things.
Remember I told you that I got it wrong in what I was going to do?
Okay. So
stop.
You've
listen,
been giving me hints for multiple movies.
I'm giving you all the hints right this second, okay? First, we have our top fans of our life. I mean, I don't know. There might be some number one fans out there that I don't know. But of our life, I questioned them. I gave them a whole list. One of them is super slow to get back to me. I bet you know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
And the other two got back to me immediately and had two separate of their picks. So then the third one who finally got back to me, I gave her their two picks, and she got to pick between theirs too. So that's how you got this.
So like a weird fucking tournament.
You don't have to blame 100% me.
You have to blame at least three
people. People have spoken.
Okay.
That this is what they want. You have seen it before. You don't like it.
Okay.
You have no clue.
There are a lot of movies I've seen before and don't like that you would like.
You just want me to spit it out there?
Give me one hint, like, besides that.
All right.
The worst hint ever.
If I give you this hint, you're going to get it.
Okay. Nope, I don't get it.
What?
I don't get it.
It's Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, no.
Melanie Carmichael has it all.
7 years ago, you were this scared little thing from Alabama, and now you're my steel magnolia.
She's the hottest designer in the fashion world. She's dating the son of New York's mayor, and she's about to get...
Where are we?
The proposal of her dreams.
Oh, my God.
Melanie Carmichael, will you marry me?
Oh, my God.
Pick one.
Oh, my God!
But before she can tie the knot...
I'm in Alabama.
She needs to tie up one loose end.
Get your stubborn self down here and give me a divorce.
What? As I live and struggle for breath.
Please sign these papers.
The only reason I ain't signing is because you've turned into some hoity-toity Yankee...
Down here.
For the first time in 7 years, she's come home.
Daddy!
He's about to surrender!
Thank you!
To face the past she tried to forget.
Nobody finds her soulmate when they're 10 years old. I mean, where's the fun in that, right?
She thought she had everything she ever wanted.
I think a nice country wedding is just the ticket.
One down, 7 million to go.
But she's discovering how much she left behind.
You all come with me?
I can't.
The girl I knew used to be fearless.
The girl you knew didn't have a life.
I guess you better get on with it then.
Touchstone Pictures presents...
Melanie, look at you, all fancy. Look at you. You have a baby. In a bar.
A story about finding out what you really need.
What are you doing here?
I came to deliver your fiancé. You and I are in love with the same girl.
Oh, my God.
Who you really are.
What I need to know is if there is a place for me in your future.
And where you really belong.
I'm really happy in New York. But then I come down here and this fits, too.
Reese Witherspoon. Sweet Home Alabama.
Can he swim?
Doesn't look like it.
Are you excited?
No. I think... remember the tall kid from Children of the Corn?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's in this movie.
What?
I think he's in this movie.
What character?
The cop.
Oh.
I feel like he's in this movie with the dime store Matthew McConaughey.
He does look like him, doesn't he?
He even like puts off the McConaughey vibe.
It's weird. Every time I saw this movie, I was like, are you sure that's not him?
Yeah, it's definitely not him. But they should have just gotten the real Matthew McConaughey for this movie. Well, I'm not excited.
You have a baby in a bar.
Yeah, well, I know any number of people who would do that, so that is not terribly amusing to me.
She's like, I got at home. This one's just on the tit.
Yeah.
<It's> so gross.
Yeah. So, yeah, not terribly excited.
I am.
This is the least excited I've been for one of the movies you've picked, honestly.
Even for the one that made you cry?
No, because I'd at least never seen that.
Oh.
I know I don't like this movie.
Well, I knew I didn't like half the movies that you picked.
You didn't know.
I did.
You did not know. You just assumed. You didn't even give them a chance.
What? Give this one a chance.
I have given this one. I've seen this movie at least 3 times, I think.
Well, we're still watching it again.
I know we are.
Gotta refresh your memory. And I have to quote the entire movie.
On a positive note, there is at least one song I know the words to, so I can sing.
Great. Except I did the most iconic sound of the song, and you still didn't get it.
Yeah, well, it's early in the morning. We don't usually record early in the morning.
Oh, my God.
I don't feel like I'm on my A game. I'm on my B game.
Would you want me to say that?
I don't know.
He's like looking at me expectantly.
So, next week, rom-com revenge. And this is rom-com, I mean.
Yeah.
This is rom-com.
Yeah.
Like, classic fucking stereotypical rom-com.
Yeah.
This is, you know how this movie's ending when it starts, rom-com.
Uh-huh.
So, rom-com revenge next week, Sweet Home Alabama. Be sure to tune in.
Will you get a little of the sarcasm out of your voice? You did cheat on me last week.
Carolyn.
I'm just saying, you might deserve this.
And the
take it.
And is it Reese Witherspoon in this movie? Mm-hmm. Cheats on her husband, boyfriend, fiance in this movie that you picked.
She doesn't. She doesn't.
I'll be the judge of that. Bye.
Bye.